That was William Vitalis with Open My Eyes to the World. Welcome to tonight's program of Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. The program Let's Find Out is about the union of science, spirituality, and the ultimate raising of human consciousness. Let's Find Out brings you knowledge and inspiration of your inner divine temple. The universe is expanding, and we must join in, because that's what cures and that's what higher learning is all about. There's a new wave of illumination flowing onto the planet and throughout the planet Earth. The BBS radio station is dedicated to bringing this information to the world in various ways. There are many programs and subjects on BBS radio, as there are culture and languages. There is a team of tireless people producing and editing programs to bring you viewpoints of how to grow within and develop the strength in your body and your own spirituality. This brings new understanding, expansion, new programs, awareness on how to improve your life, and messages from the unknowns. If spirituality can be considered a movement, then the Let's Find Out program is one that shares the most talked about of topics. Perhaps this is because it has the power to be a conduit for self-definition, born with an inner longing to cultivate a purposeful life and establish a deeper connection to the universe. The ultimate desire of human consciousness is to connect with your blessed higher self. This is going to become more and more apparent as we travel through 2018 and 2019. This wave of new energy, the double helix that came to us in 2012, has a purpose, and it helps you to manage your emotional body. Meditation is key and strengthens and guides us to be able to give just a little bit more. Take the time. Be sure to listen to your favorite shows on BBS Radio. Who can predict the energy and triumphs that will come and the joy that is felt as the heart opens and expands? When you are desperate, empty, in despair, and fatigued, reach out to Elizabeth Joyce and Let's Find Out for strength, goodwill, cooperation, and kindness. Many of your questions will be answered here. Let's Find Out is a program that does exactly what it says. It finds out. Please write to me or email me with your questions and interests on spiritual growth and the workings of the universe. Somehow, some way, and through someone, we will find your answers. This program is about you. The archives are full of infinite material. If you have missed this show in its entirety, or any other show on BBS Radio, you can catch up during the week by accessing the archives. Share with the kindred spirits who are journeying along with you on how they pursue higher levels of consciousness through light, energy, chakras, angels, reincarnation, prophecies, alternative medicine, spiritual retreats, and much, much more. And unlike religion, spirituality allows for interpretation, your third eye awakening, and manifesting of a calmness that comes from spending time with your loved ones and sharing with others. So let's begin by listening to tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce. Good evening. This is Elizabeth Joyce on Let's Find Out, and I'm excited about this week because we are going to change signs. We're moving from Leo into Virgo. Uh-oh, you know what that means. It means that summer is about to come to a close.
Tonight I have a very exciting guest. Her name is Sharon Wythe, and she's been with us before. She does anemiology, and I'm excited that we have her. And there's lots of things that I want to ask you about, Sharon. Good evening. Welcome to Let's Find Out.
Welcome, Elizabeth. It's always so nice to be here. You know, my name is the most difficult name for so many people. You can blame my mom. It is literally pronounced Sharon.
Sharon. And I know I mess it up.
I know. It is so hard for so many people.
Well, it wasn't as bad as Vanuatu. My first married name was Vanuatu. And believe me, that gets messed up too.
And of course, I don't think so.
I never was called by my name when I was little. I was either twin, what twin, the twin, the little twin, the big twin. I don't know which twin. That's who I was when I was little. Let me tell the people a little bit about you. Sharon is recognized internationally as a name expert and can determine one's strength, challenges, and the purpose of your life by deciphering your name. Science, the study of placement of the letters in your name. After 15 years of research, and she has also followed that up with 3 years of testing her theories through 70 different countries, including Russia, India, and China. She continued to develop how to interpret names over the next 17 years, which is why anemiology science is so accurate today. That is what's so exciting. She does have a best-selling book, of course, Know the Name, Know the Person, and has won awards for excellence in writing. Sharon is a frequent guest on both radio and television, and we are pleased to have her again with us tonight. So what's new? I hear that you're doing some more writing.
I am. I have two things coming out. In about a month's time will be what you call the novetta. It's a 64-page book just on how to connect to somebody. All you have to know is their first vowels and how to really use that information. And that's going to be available free on the website Know the Name. Because I just think it can help so many people, and I'm so into how do we all get along better.
And then, now, Sharon, you it's knowthename.net.com.info.what?
.com.
Thank you.
Thank you. Sorry, .com. And then in December, I'll be done with writing Know the Name, Know the Health, which will be the third book in the trilogy.
Oh, that's exciting.
It's very exciting,
especially the health part.
Well, and what's really exciting now is, you know, I'm at the tail end of testing as I'm writing. I'm still testing it. And because you always test your own material to make sure it's accurate. And so all the readings I'm doing now, we're doing health things and people are going, oh, my gosh, how did you know? And I'm thinking, yes, it's right there in those letters.
It is. That's great that you know that. You really need to think about designing a course where you can teach others so others can do it as well.
I've got it. And it's all on disc. And it's 6 discs. Each one is 2.5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And
well,
so it's available.
I think people would rather have you in person do it, maybe a week or something.
I do that twice a year. In fact, the second one is coming up at the end of August, August 31st for 3 days till September 2nd.
Oh, and then great.
I do 2 online each year. And the second one for online this year is one of the first weeks in December. But all the information's on knowthename.com.
Good. You know, we're having a lot of rain with these eclipses. We've also just had 3 eclipses. I'm very concerned about this rain because it has been devastating. You know, I have a teacher. Her name is Amrita Nandamayi. And this horrible rain is in Kerala, India, and it's flooded all the way up to the top of the ashram. They all had to leave. And, of course, she right away set up a hospital and medical attention to help people. But this is devastating. It's through Europe. It's through the East Coast. Are you getting rain where you are?
Yes, but I feel like I live in Camelot. We get rain almost every day for about an hour and a half. And well, so it's perfect. None of us have to have irrigation, so we don't have to water our plants. I mean, I happen to love it. So, but then we don't get too much. So that's a real difference.
Well, of course, we've had very severe storms. And when we know about what's going on with the Earth and that both polar areas are melting, it was 90 degrees at the North Pole. I just want people to be aware of what's happening and that the shorelines are coming in. And you really need to consider moving away from the shorelines. And I've been predicting it for years, and now it's happening. So let's talk about the hurricanes. The hurricanes are coming. They say that one might be forming out in the Atlantic, and it might be Gordon. I know you talked about Gordon, Joyce, and Oscar, right?
Yes.
So I think Gordon is going to be one.
Yeah, that's a really difficult name, because the name Gordon, they have an issue with self-sabotage. And so I just don't feel good about that one coming through and what it can do. You know, a lot of the others I thought, they may sound like a threat. They're going to turn around and go a different direction or something. But the names of Gordon, Joyce, and Oscar that they've pulled this year, I'm concerned about those. Those are the ones I'm going to be watching.
Okay, we have some wonderful callers that want to ask you some questions as well. We have a Maury from Louisiana, I believe. It's January 8th, 1965. Are you there, Maury?
Yes, I am.
Do you have a question for Sharon?
Yes, Sharon. So I would like to know, I am currently contemplating, as you were just speaking about the coast or shorelines coming in, I live outside of the New Orleans area and have really been contemplating a move, and just wanted to see what you may be able to share about potentially a move up into the Washington State area.
Okay, so how do you spell your first name?
Mauri.
Okay, and the first letter of your last name?
G.
Okay, thank you. So, Maury, when I'm looking at your name, I love Washington State for you. You know, there's a lot of places in Washington that would be really good for you. I would simply avoid the Seattle, Tacoma, that whole area. I would avoid that area. Right. I would get closer to the Oregon border. And look at, like, what's right across from the Oregon border, anywhere right across from the Oregon border, especially across, like, in Vancouver from Portland. And I would do, like, the outskirts of Vancouver. That city's very good for you, but it's
You mean Vancouver, Oregon? Is that what you mean?
No, or Vancouver, Washington.
Vancouver, okay. Just wanted to be clear.
I was there.
It's on the other side of Portland, Oregon.
That out.
Would be a really good area, and any place just right around that area would be wonderful for you with your name. I think you just love it.
I just want to add something to that. You better do it by the end of the year, if not sooner, because it's all going to be underwater. What I said and what I'll be saying Tuesday on Coast to Coast is we don't need a wall around Mexico. We need a wall around every city that's below sea level. New Orleans is one of them.
Yeah.
And there isn't any more time. Okay, good. So good luck, and let us know how it all works out for you.
Yeah,
well,
but that
good.
Area,
thank
I
you.
Think
I appreciate
you would just
that.
Love.
Thank you. We have another call. We have an Anne from Virginia, Anne, and she's June 6th, 1952. Are you there, Anne?
Hi, good evening. Hi.
Thank you for calling. Let's find out. Do you have a question for Sharon?
Yeah, my birthday is June 16th. I think you said June 16th.
6th. I did. It's the 16th.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
All right. And my name, do you want the name on my birth certificate or?
No, what you go by now, right, Sharon?
It gives me different information. So just let me know which one you're giving me. That's all that counts.
Oh, okay. A-N-N.
Okay, no E at the end.
No.
Okay, and the first letter of your last name?
G.
Okay, and what would you like to know?
Okay, so I wanted to ask you a question about how my business will be going in the future, my cooking business.
Okay, hold on. One sec. Okay, so you have a tendency to be a workaholic, and you have this wonderful memory, and you're so darn organized, and you're really wanting to change how people look at cooking according to your name. And the real thing that you've got to get over is any kind of, if somebody comes in and makes any kind of comment that implies that something wasn't good enough or whatever, you got to let that go, because that's just them. It has going to have nothing to do with you, because you're a bit of a perfectionist here. But I would look at it that September is a good month. October, November is kind of quiet. December is a good month. I think it really takes off sometime in January for you, actually. I think it picks up from December and it just keeps growing. I think 2019 is a fabulous year for you, at least all the way till October of 2019. You'll have a lot of growth. And then it looks like in October, it kind of stabilizes. Okay. But I think it's a wonderful thing for you. And the whole thing will be not to give up. And September, you'll see some interest, but October and November might be a little disappointing. But after that, you're on a go. You're on a climb. So I would say go for it. Don't give up.
Okay. All right.
And I want to say to you, Anne, one question first. Secondly, I do want to tell you that you are going into a 7-year, and a 7-year involves going within, it's your spiritual year, but it's also your travel year. So as you build the business, I see you going around to different places. I don't know whether you're in cooking expos or cooking contests, but whatever it is, it's going to spread your name out there. And opportunities are coming. They start around December 15th. So keep your eye open for all that as well.
I will. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling. Let's find out. And we have a third caller. We have Debbie G from Connecticut. She's August 16th. Are you there, Debbie?
I am. Hi, ladies.
Hi. How are you? What's your question for Sharon on Let's Find Out?
Yes. Well, this month has been the month from hell. It's just been an unbearable month. The weekend of August 3rd was just the icing on the cake. So I want to know, are better days ahead for me and my family?
Well, I'm gonna answer the first part of that, Sharon, if you don't mind. We've had three eclipses, and we had Mercury retrograde since the 25th of July. You cannot expect anything in August. Now, August is in the summertime on this end of the continent, is a summer month, and people usually vacation and relax. This has been a very laid-back time, so anything you really want to accomplish would backfire. I'm sure that's what you're referring to, Debbie. Everything's going to change on the 27th of August, and I suggest you sign up for my weekly astro report. All you have to do is go to my website, and I send that out on Mondays, and it's very informative about the week. Okay, Carol, astrology. Now go to the name.
Okay, so when this is so interesting. I was just on the phone. My last reading today was with a Debbie. Do you spell it with the IE at the end? I'm just making sure.
Yes.
Okay, that's how I wrote it, but I just want to make sure. Okay, so when I'm looking at that, it's like you're on a roller coaster ride. You're building, and then it feels like everything falls apart. And then it feels like it's a whirlwind and you have a whole lot. And then it feels like it slows down. And then you're building as you're going up on the roller coaster. And then it just seems to slide down and you're going, what did I do all that work for? And then all of a sudden it'll kick in again. It's like this, I want to call roller coaster energy that seems to get you all the way through until you hit about February, and you'll make it, but it's just a wild ride. And then starting February 3rd, it looks like it all kind of evens itself out. And from there on out, you're okay. So if you can just hang in there and know that it's just going to be hard work and then a feel like a drop and then a whirlwind of business. And then all of a sudden it's like not there again. And it slowed down and you're saying, what happened? And then that kicks you into working again.
So let me just ask you this. So what you said is very right on. So really, I really shouldn't make any drastic moves, like change jobs or just do anything drastic, just kind of get through what I have to get through.
Okay, I will answer that for you. That is called go with the flow. You have to go with what is inside of you. You talked about changing jobs. That's going to change your entire focus. In astrology, the next 3 months are good months for doing that. You are a Libra. I would look to February, like Sharon said.
Leo? Leo.
Okay. Sorry, I looked at the wrong one. You're a Leo. So you're definitely going to have some exciting times. November is a good month for you. It's a good active month. It may be a difficult month. And it could be the month when you decide, I'm not doing this anymore. I'm taking a new job with a new focus. So all I'm saying is there's no rule. Just go with the flow. Don't you agree, Sharon? Go with the flow.
I just want to say, if you're doing what you love, it is hectic for 4 months, and then it straightens out, and then you'll love what you're doing. In the meantime, if you're saying, you know what, I just don't like these hectic time periods, and I'm just ready for a change, then I would say give yourself a change. But I would almost want to say give what you're doing, because you can get through these periods. And I just feel like you love it, because if you didn't love it, you wouldn't be doing it.
What is it that you do, Debbie? What do you do?
Yeah. I work in a bank. I'm a customer service representative in a bank, but I like it.
No wonder you have ups and downs. No wonder. Well,
I would just think, get through these next 4 months and know that, just watch the cycle keep going around and around. And then when you've gone through that cycle 4 times, go, okay, it's good from here on out. It's nice and steady. We're good.
And you could get a promotion in that time, Debbie.
Oh, okay.
So good luck.
That sounds good.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, ladies. Calling. Have a good evening.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thanks, bye.
We have a couple more, Sharon. We have Noella D. from California, and she's the Libra. September 24th, 1950. Are you there, Noella?
It's Noelle. Yes, I am. Thank you.
Okay. Could you spell your name for Sharon?
N-O-E-L-L-E.
What is your question?
I'm kind of in a rut, and I wondered when would be a good time to leave California.
Yesterday.
Yesterday. That's exactly what I thought. Yesterday.
Oh, I am so sorry, but that's the first thing when I looked at your name, and I thought, you know, your time period was really May and June. So I'm really thinking it is kind of like yesterday. I would do my very best to get out as soon as possible, simply because your name reads that May and June were your time periods.
And that she may have been stopped by the eclipse. I think that you had to stay there because of the energies of the eclipses, and lots of things changed around you that you didn't see right out in the open. But anyway, are you ready to go?
Pretty much.
Do you know where you're going?
I was thinking Oregon, like, take a look at Portland. I've never been there, even though I'm a native Californian. But
I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't go to Oregon, not with your name. You'll clash.
Okay. So
give her three places.
If your Washington State would work for you, Vancouver, just like the other person, that would work for you. Seattle would work for you, but I think it's too close to the coast. I wouldn't go quite that close, even though it's like all of Washington State is good for you.
What about Chicago?
I don't like Chicago for her. Okay. I like Texas.
I was thinking of Texas also, yeah.
Anywhere near Houston. Oh, it has to be up by Austin and Dallas.
I was going to say Austin or San Antonio. I think either of those. Dallas would also work. Dallas is a bit more hectic for you. And you have a lot of self-confidence. I think you would do very well in the Austin area to San Antonio. And there's also New Braunfels in between. That's a really good place for you. I would also look at Tennessee for you.
Was thinking of that too. That's amazing.
I would not do Memphis. I would do Nashville area. I would do Franklin outside of Nashville.
I also like Knoxville.
And I don't, because, and I'll tell you why. Okay. I love Knoxville as a city.
Oh, I do too.
But it starts with an O. The first vowel is an O. And Noelle has a first vowel of an O. And O's and O's clash after a while. And you don't want to do that to yourself. And that's why I didn't like the others. And I don't like I's for you at all.
Okay? Well, do me a favor, Noelle. Meditate on this. And then write down each area. And meditate on it for 24 hours and let your body tell you. You'll know by September 1st if you take your time.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, lady.
In the meantime, either this Monday or this Friday, if you own a house, I would put it on the market. Either this Monday or this Friday.
I put it on Friday because Mercury's not quite out of retrograde yet. So that's the 24th of August.
And okay. Put it on and then start packing because it'll sell for you.
Okay. Thank you so
Good.
Much.
Good. Take care. Okay. We have a Christina T. from Connecticut. Her birthday is July 21st, 1954.
Hi, I'm here. This is
Do you
Christina.
Have a question? How are you, Christina?
Yeah, I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Thank you. I have a question about work and career.
One question,
and
please.
I have been trying to step up a little bit, get a promotion, get a better job, and I don't want to leave the area. I live in Connecticut, but I work in New York. And as I get close to retirement, I don't want to make a drastic change because I could jeopardize the possibility of a pension. So I'm going to continue doing what I'm doing, but do you see any possibilities of moving up to management or getting a better, solid position?
What do you see, Cheryl?
Okay, I'll tell you what's in your way, okay? Because I'm not seeing it right now, even though you're very capable of doing a higher job or a more demanding job in management, but I see what's standing in your way. Okay. And that is the ones that are around you that would be the ones promoting you think that you're a little bit stubborn at time and very persistent, that you don't take the word no very well, and that you don't always listen to other people's ideas as well. You learned what really works for you and that's the way you want to do it. And they're reluctant to move you into management because they want somebody who listens more to realize that there's other ways of doing things that are equally as good, at least listen to them, and that they want somebody who can get out of their own way and not be so stubborn.
Okay. So these are the people around me, but what about people in other organizations or other jobs?
They all talk.
You said that you wanted to stay where you are, number one. And number two, you really need to work on developing a higher consciousness. And that can be done very easily by using meditation techniques. So think about how you sound to other people and how you may be affecting them. Tune into that feeling instead of, I'm right, I know I'm right, and I'm going to be right. See what happens there. It's a shift. It's a shift that you need to make if you possibly can.
Yeah, and once people
it's hard because I don't listen to me. I think is in particular in this job, I try to keep a low profile, and especially the people that are managing and supervising my job.
Well, it might be a good idea to put things
in. They do have that attitude, and I just clam up. You know, I don't say much. I just do.
Okay, so instead of clamping up.
Listen to us.
No, this
is
Christina. Christina, instead of talking and instead of not saying what needs to be said, instead, start asking questions. If you want people to change their opinions of you, you got to start asking questions and saying, you know, this is how I'm doing things. What would you suggest and how I can improve? You know, start asking questions. How would you do this? I wonder if there's a way where we could both do it. You know, we could compromise and blend our ways. You know, start asking people questions instead of just saying, I've got the way and this is the way it works. And if you start asking questions instead of making statements, I think people's opinions of you will change. but you've got to really focus on listening to what another person's saying and then responding with part of their answer in your question. And if you can master that skill, you're very capable of being
then you've got it. You really do.
Okay. Well, that sounds like a great suggestion because, you know, I don't listen to myself. And sometimes,
Christina, when you meditate, keep a little journal and start writing down the messages that you hear from yourself during and after the meditation. And then on the weekend, read it. You really need to change your consciousness, and you will. So good luck to you, and thank you for calling. Let's find out.
Okay, but if I...
There isn't a but, Christina. Thank you for calling. Let's find out. We have Kelly H. from California. Hi, Kelly. You're January 25th, 1974. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Welcome to Let's Find Out.
Hi.
Hi, Kelly. Hi. Spell your name with a Y at the end or an IE?
Why?
Thank you. Is there something in particular you'd like to know?
I would like to go to India in the next month.
Oh, my. Well, it's so flooded, honey. This is not the time to go to India. You really need to wait for the monsoons to pass. I don't think they pass until October. What do you see from going to India?
Nice. It's nice.
I even think October's a little hard. I would wait till November.
India?
Receive.
Like Bangalore and maybe Nepal.
Oh, that's high. You might be okay in that area.
I was going to say, I've been to both Nepal and to Bangalore in India. And are you going for the ashrams in India?
A little bit. I have a teacher there, so just to go see him for a while. He's American.
Oh, that's wonderful.
That's wonderful. And Tibet, you'll just love. You'll absolutely love. In Bangalore, be really careful, Kelly, with your name, with the water that you're drinking there. It needs to be double sealed and able to be viable. Okay. And take over disposable toothbrushes with you that your saliva gets it going so that you can do it and dispose because you don't want to use their water. What happens is they will refill. They have water that can get you sick. And your system, according to your name, is sensitive to what's in water, which is the reason I'm bringing this up. And so if it's double sealed, then you know it's authentic and it's bottled and it came in and it's decent. But if it's only has a single seal on it, that means somebody redid it and refilled it with goopy water.
Great.
Okay. And it just, the only warning in your name is be really careful of the water while you're there.
And that's good to know. Okay. But I do see you going to India. I don't see you going in your timeline. I think it's going to be a little longer than that. But good luck to you. And thank you for calling this find out. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. I don't know if this is Michelle or Michael N. from Washington, March 1st, 1947. Is this a Michelle or Michael?
No, it's Michael. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Michael. Thank you for calling. Let's find out. What is your question for Sharon?
Well, I want to know the procedure for expanding some of the psychic things I'm getting. As I drift off to sleep, I'm getting little vignettes like silent movies that I see playing on a stage, and yet I do not recognize any of the faces that are from my life. So it's and I also hear sometimes some auditory messages, and I'm just wondering, is this something I should keep developing?
I would say yes, and I think this is really a question for Joyce.
Elizabeth.
I do that just like Sharon. What is this with names for us, Elizabeth? I really think from looking at your name and what's in there, Michael, that I think some of it's past life bleeding through, and that's why you're not recognizing it. but I would definitely keep going with it. And I wouldn't be surprised. It feels like from your name that it would be coming from the area of China. I wouldn't be surprised if they were, the vignettes were in Chinese garb or whatever. And so I would look at that and just say, what's the messages? What am I being asked to remember from that lifetime? That, and why is it coming through now? And I would just ask that question when you start having those visions.
Okay.
And I'm going to recommend two more things. Find a good teacher and meditate. You need to learn about Ardas and play that music while you meditate. And then write down, because you're a March baby, you're very psychic. The powers are wanting to come forth now because you have a gift to share with the world. And all the people that were born, healers and readers and people that could support others as a leader, are beginning to come forth with this kind of action. So I'm thrilled that this is happening to you. And if you need any teaching, you can go on my website, new-visions.com, or you can find somebody in your own area, whatever you choose.
Okay, thank you very much.
The book I'd like you to read is Seeding and Nurturing, The Garden of Your Soul. And that's the book I wrote. I think you'll find it very helpful.
Seeding and Nurturing, got it, okay.
It's on Amazon, Elizabeth Joyce.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael. One more, and then we're going to go to break. We have Pauline B. from New York. She's December 19th, 1960. Are you there, Pauline?
Yes, thank you, Ms. Joyce.
Welcome.
I'm happy to hear that you're going to be on COAST, and this question is actually pertaining to, and it's something that I wanted to do. Want to go to meet him in Asheville, but I don't know, nothing is falling into place, but it's maybe because, like you said, the retrograde. But that's not the question I really wanted, because I actually spoke to Ms. Sharon, I forgot her name exactly, but she had given me a reading about a man in my life that was coming back in my life after 20 years. He dropped out of it again. He did this to me again, and I'm actually... don't know what to do, but I maybe it's my name. I was wondering, because I have a married name. I've been
is it Sharon? What
hello?
Do you feel, Sharon?
Pauline, what's his first name?
His, you told me to go by Richard, because being he was stubborn with his for his name. When I called him Rich, and because of his stubbornness, he broke up again. He broke up with me just because he felt, I don't know. I just know he's afraid. So he broke up with me, but that really wasn't more. I have a feeling my name is making a difference. My married name is, I'm still going by my married name. I'm actually going to, I think I need to change it back to my original name, which my parents never used. Okay, the original name is my middle name, Pauline Zeto, P-S-Z-E-T-O. As in Sam, Z-E-T-O. But the name, his maiden name is Yi, and it had the Zeto as my middle name. So that's very confusing, and I really think I should go to my original name that my parents should have named us. That's what I'm getting. I don't know if that's...
I don't think it'll make a difference.
No, I really? Don't either. Nope.
None of them? I could
nope.
say
can
Glenna?
Pauline, can I give you a message... A 2,000-year-old message from a man by the name of Kabir.
Okay.
Take a deep breath. It goes like this. When two lovers meet somewhere, there is no one else. There is only each other. If that hasn't been the basis of this relationship, then it's not a love relationship. It's a friendship. Please always remember that.
Good point.
Okay.
Was that you, Elizabeth Joyce, that just gave me that?
Yes, it is. And thank you so much for calling. Let's find out.
Thanks
we
so
have
much.
To take a break now and go to our messages for tonight. And we'll be back, Sharon and I, right after these. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Stargazing with Elizabeth Joyce, week of August 20th through August 26th, 2018. With several heartwarming trines, the sun changing signs and moving into Virgo,
along with a soft Pisces full moon, this promises to be a beautiful week. Monday, August 20th is an energetic and creative day as the sun and moon align into a perfectly balanced fire sign trine. The moon is in productive Capricorn on Tuesday and Wednesday, so get to work. This get-to-work feeling gets bigger starting Wednesday night as the sun begins its long month's journey through Virgo. Tend to your list of projects that you want to complete, get rid of your clutter, and purify your body. Also, it's a great time to start a juice or vegetable fast because Virgo rules the intestines. After the sun moves into Virgo on Wednesday night, your financial future is almost assured, so bring out and dust off those projects that you had from last June. Thursday and Friday urge you to step out of your ordinary routine under a friendly and eccentric Aquarius moon. Just sit back, relax, and let the good times roll. Saturday is a real party day with the sun making harmony with both Uranus and Saturn. Uranus wants to do something eclectic, and Saturn wants something practical to come along out of it. Perhaps you can find that perfect, unusual item you were looking for. A grand trine forms in Earth signs on Saturday, Capricorn, Taurus, and Virgo. The sun is in Virgo, Mars is in Capricorn along with Saturn, while sweet Venus joins the party in Taurus. This is the only grand Earth trine in 2018, and Sunday, August 26th, the full moon in Pisces comes along to spice things up. This is the easiest time of year to bring your creative ideas into physical form. The full moon is at 4 degrees Pisces. The water and earth elements are strong now, providing a sense of stability and emotional support. Pisces represents the divine feminine, which is a perfect full moon to celebrate Women's Equality Day on August 26th. There is a Venus-Pluto square later in the day on Sunday, which can bring some minor difficulties in relationships and money. But the event is minor compared to the fabulous positive energies that this last full week in August has in store. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBS Radio. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce and her guest, Sharon Wythe. Elizabeth Joyce has just come out with a new bright clearing formula spray. This is a sanitizing and healing spray. It's extremely powerful and great for clearing away negative energy. If you've had a sickness or a cold, it helps to clear the room, as well as areas that have had heavy activity, your exercise area, or perhaps the dining room just after dinner. It is suggested to be used generously as needed to spiritually cleanse an object. For example, if you want to upgrade your crystals, you always do that on the new moon, and you could spray it with the healing spray, this bright spray, put it in the window on a 9, a 3, a 6, or a 12, and let it sit there for 3 hours, and you'll have a new crystal that will be clear for your thoughts and input for the following month. This spray cleanses an object or space of stagnant energy, and you can use it daily in your bathroom area or any area where you feel a tightness, a cloudiness, a place of where you can't breathe well, such as cigarette smoke or odors from cooking. This spray will clear the room immediately. It's also wonderful for body workers, massage therapists, and healers, and it can be used after every client to renew and rejuvenate the room. Elizabeth Joyce's Bright Clearing Formula can be purchased at new-visions.com or by calling 201-934-8986. And now let's get back to Let's Find Out. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I have a wonderful, helpful, uplifting surprise for you. I had a dream in the full months of 2017 about a tea mixture that I was to prepare. Blended according to Ayurvedic principles and chanting of ancient Sanskrit mantras to assure deep cellular healing and relief from within outward. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea was born. This tea helps with illness because it penetrates any damaged cells in the body and flushes out poisons. If you are on heavy medication, this tea will be helpful with the effect, creating extra healing energy power. Drink the tea just before meditating or while listening to ascension music or chanting your mantra. The formula came from the divine and contains the holy Tulsa leaf from India. Because these tea leaves are freshly harvested, there is absolutely no caffeine in this tea. You can drink it hot or cold. The ingredients are honeybush, Tulsa leaf, turmeric, lemon peel, cinnamon, ginger, and cloves. This tea is not available in the stores as yet, but it will be very soon. It is available on my website, www.new-visions.com. You'll see the little icon of the tea box on the front page. So pick up a pouch, sit by the fireplace, get comfortable, play Ardas, and sip your tea. This elixir tea will also help you with troubled sleep. The tea can help you relax, to be calm, and to raise your vibration from within. It begins from the heart center outwards. I'm looking forward to helping you with your healing and your work from within. Thank you. If you wish to order the tea, you can call 201-934-8986 and leave us a message, as well as purchase it on the website. Don't wait to get your tea. The healing starts immediately. Thank you. This is Elizabeth Joyce on Let's Find Out. Over the past 30 years or so, I have been blessed to open up to my inner self of intuition and inner guidance, which has been a valuable and priceless gift. Mankind has always believed in unseen energies inhabiting in an invisible world of lives and existences from the other realms. Do you think you're a little bit psychic? Do you think you have a strong intuition? Would you like to learn how to open your intuition and develop your sixth sense? I have put together 3 books on the subject: Opening to Your Intuition and Psychic Sensitivity, Developing Your Sixth Sense, Book 1, Book 2, and Book 3. These are my trilogy books, and what they do is introduce you to the subject of metaphysics in all of its various forms. Do you know about the chakras, the 7 energy centers of the body? Do you have a meditation practice? Do you wonder about your dreams? Have you ever met your spiritual guide? Have you had an out-of-body experience, or do you know how to use creative visualization? What about basic astrology? You can begin to build your spiritual practice and open to your intuition with these 3 books. Opening to Your Intuition and Psychic Sensitivity, Book 1, Book 2, and Book 3. It has been said by many parents of teenagers and young people that Book 1 really does help the younger ones begin to learn about this subject and develop themselves as well. All books are available on Amazon.com, as well as my website, new-visions.com. Pick them up. They'll always be a part of your library. Thank you. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I wanted to let everyone know that my new book, a memoir called Unlimited Realities, is now available on Amazon.com. It just got released from the publisher this week. This memoir is the life of a gifted seer and healer, how a woman transcends from pain and sorrow as destiny taps her on the shoulder. Rather than just shrugging off her problems, she began to gaze inward and upward. She became spiritually awakened and floated above her body, gaining wisdom and knowledge. When I was 8, I became ill with a touch of TB. We lived in Ridgewood, New Jersey, but Mother had grown up in Warner, New Hampshire, where her mother and family still lived. I was shipped up to Grandma's to live for a year, which was the beginning of saving my soul as well as my life. When Dick Clark was with us, he reviewed the American Bandstand chapter of Unlimited Realities and absolutely loved it. He said that Unlimited Realities would make a great read. So order yours now at Amazon.com or you can order it from my website, www.new-visions.com. Don't miss this one. It is a great read and shows you a lot about now as well as the hereafter and what happens to us after we pass from this earth plane. Thank you for listening to Let's Find Out.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. Station 2. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, an honored guest come every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471 in the U.S. and Canada. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
When Johnny Jones was serenading Mary, he sure could quote a lot of poetry, but he'd much rather tell her what he learned in his speller when they both attended PS 33.
A.
You're adorable.
B.
You're so beautiful.
See,
you're a cutie full of charms.
D,
you're a darling. And
E,
you're exciting.
F,
you're a feather in my arms.
G,
you look good to me.
H,
you're so heavenly.
I,
you're the one I idolize.
J,
we're like Jack and Jill.
K,
you're so kissable.
L,
is the love light in your eyes. M, N, O, P,
you could go on all day.
Q, R, S, T,
alphabetically speaking, you're okay. You
made my life complete.
V
means you're awfully sweet. WXYZ. It's fun to wander through the alphabet with you. To tell
us what?
I mean, to tell you what you mean to me.
We love you alphabetically.
That's Perry Como and Sharon. They had you going back in 1950. I'm telling you, they knew you were coming.
I love that song.
This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. My guest is Sharon White, and we're talking about nemeology. Just give us a short rundown about what you do and then your website, please.
Okay, nemeology is the study of the placement of the letters in a name and the information that they can give you, which is everything from who you are, how you interact with others, how you learn, what kind of gifts you like. I mean, there's just so much information in a name. And you can find out more at knowthename.com. And know is spelled K-N-O-W, knowthename.com.
Good. That's wonderful. It's wonderful having you on. We've had a great evening with lots of lovely people calling us and asking us questions. And I know that you'll be back relatively soon. I know next month you're traveling. So it looks like you'll be back with us on October 13th. So that would be great. Thank you for joining us, and good luck on your travels.
Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to join you, Elizabeth.
See you soon. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Next week, I'm going to be on my August vacation, cruising down the river, and Frank St. James is going to be doing the show with my producer, Dom Newsom. So we do want your calls. We do want you to call in and ask your questions to Frank, and we will send out the notice that this is happening. We're going to be going into our meditation now, but before we do that, I want to just have a quiet time for a moment. Two of my dear friends passed away this week. Michael Day, and you may have known him. He was a wonderful teacher. He was out of Austin, Texas, and he passed this week. He was a follower of Amrita Nandamayi, as well as Nakara. And Nakara was my first challenge from Amma, because she asked me to take care of Nakara when Nakara first came to her back in the 90s. Nakara was blind. She was wonderful, well-educated, knew Braille very well, and she traveled the subway from New York to Pennsylvania just out of her devotion. So the next song is dedicated to both of these wonderful lives. It's called Nature Boy by Nat King Cole. And then we're going to hear William reminding us of where we go when we close our eyes through Moonlight on My Window. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and I'll see you next week. Good night.
There was a boy, a very strange, enchanted boy. They say he wandered very far over land and sea. A little shy and sad of eye, but very wise was he. And then one day, a magic day, he passed my way. And while we spoke of many things, fools and kings, this he said to me: the greatest thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in return. Thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in return.
This is the Garden of Life Meditation with Elizabeth Joyce. The thoughts we think and the words we speak are constantly shaping our world and our experiences. Many of us are still in the old habit of negative thinking, and we do not realize the damage that we have inflicted upon ourselves. However, we are never stuck, because we can always change our thinking. As we continue to choose positive thoughts and actions, the negative thoughts dissolve away. So, take a deep breath. Sit with your spine straight, both feet flat on the floor, and legs uncrossed. Or you can lay down. Close your eyes and allow these messages to flow and penetrate within you. Your subconscious mind will pick up the ones that are the most important to you at this moment. These positive concepts are like fertilizing the soil of your mind. As your body, mind, spirit absorbs them by repetition, you are slowly strengthening and crossing the bridge, the very basis of your garden of life. As we go through these affirmations, as you allow them to flow into your consciousness, know that you are planting the seeds of positive thinking into your garden of life. I release the past with ease, and I trust the process of life. I close the door on old hurts, and I forgive everyone, myself included. I visualize a stream in front of me. I take all those experiences, those old hurts, old pain, and I put them into this stream and watch them dissolve and drift downstream until they totally dissipate and disappear. I am free, and everyone in my past is free. I am ready to move forward into the new adventures that await me. Lifetimes come and go, but I am always eternal. I am alive and vital, no matter which kind of vibrational plane I am existing on. Love surrounds me. Love surrounds me now, and love surrounds me in the future. Love surrounds me forever. My willingness to forgive begins my healing process. I allow the love from my own heart to wash through me, cleansing and healing every part of my body. I know I am healing. Forgiveness of myself and others releases me from the past. Forgiveness is the answer for almost every problem. Forgiveness is a gift to myself, because when I can forgive, I am setting myself free. I free myself and everyone in my life from the old past hurts. They are free now, and I am free now, to move forward into new, glorious, fabulous experiences. I cross this bridge with joy and ease, and the old issues have transformed into wonderful new experiences. You know, my life gets better all the time. I am willing to release old negative beliefs. They are only thoughts, and the old thoughts stand in my way. My new thoughts are positive and fulfilling. I release the things in my past that cloud my vision. I now can see the perfection of all of life. I willingly forgive, and I bring love into my vision. I see with compassion and understanding. My clear insight is reflected in my outer sight. I breathe in the fullness and richness of life. Take a deep breath and see yourself breathe in the fullness and richness of life. Take a deep breath and bring in the aromatherapy of spring, all the flowers blooming and the glorious sights of the brilliant colors. As I take a deep breath, I observe my life with joy, abundantly supporting me. Life supports me with more good than I can imagine. I am guided through the day and making good choices. Divine intelligence and my blessed higher self continually guide me in the realization of my goals, and I am safe. I am safe. It's only change. I am safe. It's only change. I am safe. It's only change. As I break free and think wonderful thoughts, I move past my limitations into freedom. I now become all I am created to be. I am that. I am love. I am growing in full bloom in my garden of wisdom. This is my new vision of reality. And so it is.
Thank you.